Section Sports on Q92, brought to you by Bowman Ag Service, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Citizens Alliance Bank, Kenson Marine, First Security Bank of Canby, House of Spirits, Appleton, B. Johnson Electric, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Heather Nursery, Shivel Mutual Fire Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Doug Service and Marine, Prairie Sunbag, Pyrrhus, Myers Electric and Infrared, Mini Auto Building Center, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, American Surplus, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Section Sports brought to you by Larson Tiling, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Hilltop Bar and Grill, CCM Health Montevideo, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Ludwig's and Tiling, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, KB's Bar and Grill, Friends Bank, Sawareable Designs, Hoover Law Office, Canby Meat Center, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Ag Plus Cooperative, Section Sports brought to you by Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, B&B Electrical Contractors, The Strand Agency, Greater Community Credit Union, Klein Insurance Agency, Ag Processing Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, Lean Lumber, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Tron Tossel Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Gislason's Hardware, MVTV Wireless, Madison Dental Clinic. Section Sports brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Independent Oil Company, A&B Auto, Miller Services Incorporated, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Haas Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Appleton Dental Clinic, City Hall Bar and Grill, Druill Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Warren Triggerstead. Section Sports brought to you by Lack Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Sturtevant's of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Woodstock Telephone Company, Jubilee Foods, Morris Crop Insurance, Fixon Chiropractic, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Dawson Truck Parts, Olson Dray Service, Souther Building Supplies, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Tofty Auto and Sales, Hogan Insurance Agency, Jim's Market, Canby, MB Golf Cars Incorporated, Lee Motor Company, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Miniota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92.
For Section 3AA Team Wrestling, Round 1. And Dick Newman along with Danny Lee. We were here to start the season way back 3.5 months ago, and now the first round of the closing the season.
Seems like 3.5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The season goes so fast.
Team United currently with a 23-2 record, seated number one on the north half of Section 3AA. They will wrestle Hutchinson, who currently has a record of 13-8. They do a lot more tournaments and dual meets. And they beat Mahaka by the score of 64-8 in the preliminary round. They were seated number four and Mahaka number five. There's 10 teams in Section 3AA. The other teams on the north are in Marshall right now. Start 10 minutes. New London Spicer is the number three seed, and they'll be going against the number two seed, Marshall. New London Spicer currently with a 20-6 record, Marshall with a 24-3 record. And then there's five matches, or five teams on the south side. Number one is New Ulm. They're currently with a 24-4 record. They will take on the winner of Worthington and Wyndham Mountain Lake at 7 o'clock in New Ulm. And then in Fairmont will be Martin County, West Fairmont, and Laverne, with the winners advancing to New London Spicer on Saturday starting at 12:30 in the afternoon, and they crisscross.
Yep, they'll cross bracket it.
So the winner of this match, we don't know who's going to win it, but if it's Team United, they'll probably wrestle Fairmont, Martin County West, and then the winner of New London Spicer and Marshall will probably wrestle New Ulm. So
should be exciting.
It, yeah. And then a week from Saturday are the individual tournaments, and that's way down in Nuam. So go from the farthest distance of the north to the furthest distance away for the south.
Yeah, it's pretty spread out, but that's the way everything's getting to be.
Team United watched that first match. Marshall or Hutchinson has four wrestlers ranked. They're pretty salty, and I think only one of them wrestled. They held them out for the teams against Mahaka.
Well, it's tournament time. You can't take anybody for granted.
No.
I mean, yeah, you look at the records, and United has a fantastic record at 23-2, but you got to remember Hutchinson's wrestling a lot of tough teams down toward the cities. So you got to have your A game on at every situation here. So hopefully the boys are ready.
Well, they saw each other on December 21st here at Lacafaro Valley, and Team United won that match by a score of 45-20. But like Danny said, teams maybe weren't full strength at that time. Hutchinson was in the state finals of football.
We were talking a little bit about that off the air, where Hutchinson's probably got maybe one or two bigger kids in that they didn't have before.
Right.
You know, just they had a tremendous year in football, and this was an early season match when we met them. So they might have just been a little bit of resting, you know, so they weren't in the roster. So we'll see what happens tonight.
Yeah, we'll see. And it'll all start here in about 6 minutes. So we might as well do a State Farm starting lineup. State Farm sponsored by Tony Arata, with offices in both Canby and Madison. And go ahead and
all right. This is the way we're going to start off. For United, we're weighing in at two 107-pounders. Eli Olson, a sophomore, and Griffin Johnson, a seventh grader.
Okay. For Hutchinson, they have three in the program that could wrestle 107 pounds. Javen Sorrento, Shane Kramer, and Judah Farouk.
Then at 114, United also weighs in two wrestlers there, a freshman in Gavin Mortensen and a junior in Nelson Velasquez.
Okay. One of those 7-pounders will have to go up to 14 because they have the next weight class at 121, nobody at 140, or 114.
Yep. So at 121 for United, Tygan Long, a junior.
And for Hutchinson, Jaden Brendler, a junior.
For United at 127, Grayson Olson, a junior, and Ben Gunlickson, a sophomore.
Okay, 127 for Hutchinson, second-ranked wrestler in the state, a junior, with a 38-39-3 record right now. Logan Schwantz.
For United at 133, Holland Shocker, a sophomore.
For Hutchinson, Max Martin, a junior, with a 34-11 record.
For United, 139, we have also two wrestlers at that weight. Adrian Norman, a senior, and a senior.
Also, Hutchinson has two. Andrew Soderlund, he wrestled against Morris and won by fall. And Braden Vipes, who is currently ranked number 10, a junior, with a 34-9 record.
For United at 145, we have two wrestlers. Cameron Sather, a sophomore, and Bentley Boffin, a freshman.
Hutch also has two wrestlers, Hunter Corson and Mark Greenspock, who did wrestle. He's a junior with an 11-21 record.
For United at 152, Mason Peterson, a senior.
Okay. One of those will go up to 60 because the next one is at 172 for Hutch.
At 160, we have Brian Rohde, a sophomore for United.
Okay, and once again, a 45, a 52-pounder will go up to 160.
At 172 for United, a junior, Noah Meyer.
At 172, two wrestlers weighing in for Hutchinson. Luke Hogue, currently ranked number 4 in the state, a junior with a 42-3 record. And Peter Stancic, a junior.
Yeah, back for United. At 172 also is Gabe Lowry, a sophomore. At 189, a senior, Parker Boffin.
One more 72-pounder for Hutch as well, Connor Kurth, Jr. At 189 for Hutchinson, Larkin Kurth, Jr.
For United at 215, Zach DeBeer, a senior, and Landon Olson, a junior.
At 215, two wrestlers for Hutchinson, Taylor Haugen and Michael Markgraf, both are freshmen.
And to round it out for the United team at heavyweight, 285-pound Brady Rohde, a senior.
And at 215 or heavyweight for Hutchinson, a junior, Evan Pierce. Hutchinson is coached by longtime coach Todd Carr, assisted by Jordan Rosenblum, Toner Shupi, Patrick Levesser, and Garrett Rosenblum.
And for United, head coach Hank Ireland. Assistant coaches Ryan Swenson, Mike Coyle, Luke Boffin, Kenny Sather, and Sam Henriksen.
So that rounds out the State Farm starting lineup, sponsored by Tony Arata, with offices in Madison and in Canby. So both teams have met with the captains and the official, and we'll take this break, and when we come back, we'll be ready to wrestle.
At First Security Bank in Canby, they'd like to remind area farmers that experience counts. Like farming, ag lending isn't something you learn overnight, and it's not something you can learn from a book either. First Security Bank in Canby has many years of professional experience in agricultural lending and all types of guaranteed loan programs. For farm operating, livestock, or real estate financing, see the experienced staff at First Security Bank of Canby, wishing the Canby Lancers the best of luck. First Security Bank of Canby, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender, and proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Program.
Okay, back here at Pacaparo Valley, Dick Newman along with Danny Lee. There are also 3A and 5A tournaments going on with area teams, and during a break in the action or something, we can go through some of those too. But featuring Mineota, Cami, KMS teams that we've seen throughout the season, Tracy Miller's Alpha. Well, here we go at 107 pounds. Eli Olson out there for Team United.
Shane Kramer,
a seventh grader. Eli gets that takedown. He's got the Kramer in a cradle, far side cradle. He likes that.
Yeah, this is a nice cradle. It's tight. He's got that leg pulled in tight. There's the ball.
The ball at 24 seconds. So,
as we've mentioned before, these young guys down in the bottom of the weight classes, they've just been tremendous this year. They get you out to such a great start. They're just very physical, and it's fun to watch.
So with that pin by Eli Olson, the UFP Mineota scoreboard reads now Team United 6 and Hutchinson nothing. We're at 114 pounds, and Gavin Mortensen, a ninth grader, 25-9 record.
Have not heard.
Judah Peralt, an eighth grader with a 30-7 record. And Mortensen has got a head and arm lock on him. He's got the takedown. He's getting some bad points.
Peralt's getting his head turned around. Gavin's just got to keep pushing on that elbow to rotate that shoulder a little bit. He's pulling on the elbow. I always like to see him push on that elbow because it keeps your hips back on the mat. You don't get too high in that wrestler.
Danny was writing the names down of the Hutchinson wrestler, and I was looking to see what grade it was, and Mortensen got, I think, Peralt went for an upper body, and that's what Mortensen likes, too, so he's got to win that.
Gavin's kind of trying to lift that head now. His feet, Peralt is completely out of bounds, but Gavin's feet are 2 feet inside the circle, so they continue to wrestle. Peralt's starting to wear down. He's starting to get down to his back. There's 48 seconds to go yet. Gavin's just got to keep pushing on that elbow. He can't quite get that far shoulder down, and he doesn't want to expose that too much, get his weight too high. Peralt keeps trying to pull him out of bounds, but Gavin's doing a good job, keeps bouncing him back in. He's just got his feet inside the circle there. He's got to really be careful there, and there they go out of bounds.
Ooh, 3-point near fall. So 5-0 with 27.2 seconds. So Grout on his back for over a minute in that first period.
He spent a lot of energy because Gavin was putting it to him. He was really squeezing hard. We're going to have a caution on Gavin there. Yeah. Just jump the whistle a little bit. No points or nothing, so nothing hurt.
Randy and Becky are his folks, and Buddy and Gail are, and Marissa are probably listening. I don't see them there. Maybe they're over there.
Off the whistle, Grout tried to stand up, and Gavin tried to catch him in the cradle. Couldn't quite get his hands locked, but did not lose control. So
110 seconds. So
nice first period for Gavin here.
Yes.
I did not catch. Okay, it's Gavin's choice, so we're going to be the odds. Or the even, I guess, yeah.
Another caution on
Gavin.
Gavin.
Got to be careful now.
He started from the right side, and now he went over to the left side, but he moved too quick. He did it again. We're all trying to stand up, but Mortensen with that deep waist.
Well, coming up on 1 foot here, trying to stand up, but Gavin's got that one wrist trapped and just keeps pulling him down. Now Perrault's back up on his feet. Gavin brings him back to the mat. Pretty high on Perrault right here. Perrault tries a little elbow throw over the top. Gavin gets back and hooks an ankle, gets himself in good position here.
Perrault up on his feet again. Now he tries a roll off there, but they roll out off the bat.
Yeah, he tried to reach. He tried to reach back and get Gavin in a headlock, but Gavin just rolled through that.
And in the process, he clasped fans, and Grout got a 1-point penalty with clasped fans.
So 5-1. Got a little blood timeout here.
Yeah. Looks like
might be his lips.
Yeah.
Does he have braces? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, that kind of looks like maybe a brace cut. Braces cut.
So Hutch advanced to this round with that 64-8 victory over Mahaka. Mahaka is Morris area, Hancock, Chukai, Alberta. They're down a little bit this year, but a fairly young team. So
yeah, they
look for them in the future. In the past, they've been very respectable.
Don't have a senior on the team this year. They've got 8 seniors in the top 7-8 weights, so they could be pretty tough next year.
Yep.
Oh. Gavin took off to the center of the mat and his foot was stuck to the tape. Hard to ruffle that way. Coach is over fixing it up. The coaches are laughing at each other. I've never seen that happen before. Off the whistle, Perrault tried to stand up, and Gavin's able to pull him right back down, but he has that penalty point for clasping, so he's got to be a little bit careful here.
Yeah.
Perrault up on his feet. Gavin picks him up and brings him down. Nice.
There he had his hands locked, too, but you can do it when you have them up in the air.
Yeah.
And once he hits the mat, you got to separate, which he did.
You get a little reaction time. They give you just a fraction of a second or whatever, but yeah, did it well.
45 seconds left in the second period. It's been all Mortensen. Frost has moved pretty good, but Peyton's been able to counter it.
He's got him locked down with a deep waist on that wrist and trying to get that arm bar threaded in on the left side. Now he's trying to get a weave here, trying to reach up through the legs and grab that wrist.
He's keeping busy. He's not off to the side, but he's keeping busy. Now he's working for a far side cradle.
Or a butcher he was looking at, too. I think he started coming around the front there. So, yeah, he's doing a great job of keeping Perrault just pinned to the mat. He's not letting him up. Now Perrault gets to his base, but there's 6 seconds to go, so he's just got to hang on here real quick. Hang on to this. 3 seconds to go. Does a nice lift. Perrault tries to come up and get a switch, but Gavin goes right with it. So it's going to go into the second period, 5-1 in favor of Mortensen, or third period, excuse me, in favor of Gavin.
His choice, and he goes down. Riding from the left side, Mortensen
jumped the whistle a little bit, so Peralt's going to get a point for another caution. Gavin's got to be careful here.
Every caution is one, and that does not go into the formula for disqualification.
No.
Cautions.
He's got Peralt high on his shoulder. He's got his one arm trapped up over Gavin's shoulder, and he's pulling that, trying to bring Peralt around the corner, but Peralt has got the one ankle hook keeping himself back.
He's trying to go across the face, too, and work for a cradle, but Mortensen sits out. Oh, couldn't have the leg trapped, so he couldn't kick out. Trying to get up to his base.
Really nice crowd of people out here for cheering on United.
Yes.
Hutchinson, can't blame them. Bad roads. Probably a few people didn't come, but they have a few people here.
Yeah.
Gavin up on his base right here, trying to get away. Peralt just kind of sitting on that one ankle. He's been on that ankle for probably 30, 40 seconds.
Winding down to a minute left. It'd be nice if he could get a couple points or reversal and turn it into a major.
Yeah. Every point's going to be huge. It'd be a stalemate. That's advantage to Gavin there to get a fresh start here.
He's really quick off the whistle, but sometimes too quick.
Yep. Yeah, he's been a little quick today.
Three times. And now he's going to go international style, where you put your hands together and right on the backbone of your opponent. And you either let him go or try to take him down again, which he did.
Gavin hit a nice stand-up there right off the whistle. He had a beautiful whistle that time and just about got away from Peralt, but Peralt was able to get a hold of him. Riding deep waist with that right arm.
I don't know if he realizes that if he can get another 2 points, it'd be a team point. Down to 35 seconds. He's trying, but Peralt's got really a deep waist on him. But he's not going off the side.
Yeah, he's not getting off the side, really using it. He's going to warn Gavin for stalling, which that one I don't disagree with, because now Peralt lets him go. So now Gavin leads 6-2. I think they, in the tie-up position, Gavin might have poked Peralt a little bit in the eye here. He's rubbing on it. Official gives him a little time. We're ready to go here. So 15 seconds to go here in the third period. Gavin leading 6-2. Peralt in there trying to throw Gavin. That's not going to happen. No, he's going to get warned for stalling. That's 1 point. Gavin's got to stay busy.
Yeah. 5.7 seconds. He's going to win the match.
He's got to just
need a 6-3 in the final. With that, we'll take it this quick, and we'll be back at the 121-pound weight class after this.
Stop in at the House of Spirits in Appleton. Check out their specials on wines, liqueurs, mixers, beer, and much more. The House of Spirits has many beer case specials, and they have one of the largest selections of wines around. The House of Spirits is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they remind you to please drink responsibly. That's the House of Spirits in Appleton. Check out the House of Spirits Facebook page for weekly and daily specials.
Back here, we have Tygan Long out for Team United. He's a junior with a 18-13 record against Braden Denler, also a junior. And Long has got that. He mainly just forced him down.
He's got a very nice headlock right here. If he can get that arm under his armpit, there he scooped underneath it. Now he's trying to climb on the body and get a body lock on him.
There, he's over in the top. He's got a deep half. And there's a ball. At 49 seconds. With a 3-point decision for Gavin Mortensen and a ball here by Tygan Long, your UFP Minneota scoreboard now reads Team United 15 and Hutchinson nothing. And we're at 127-pound weight class.
We got Ben Gustafson. I have not heard who's coming out for Hutch yet, so Logan Schwantz, I'm guessing. It's the only one they have listed, so.
Yep. Logan Schwantz from Hutchinson Jr. with a 38-3 record. He is ranked number two in the state against Bell. Gunnlaugsson, he's ranked number six.
Beautiful shot by Ben there. He got down under Schwantz and got a deep double leg takedown. Just took him down. Now Schwantz is trying to hip toss him here. Ben's got to be a little careful. Schwantz is trying to step over the top. And now he catches Ben in the headlock and no reversal, but is going to get a one-point escape. All kinds of action there.
They did mate in December, and Schwantz won in more than the fives. So here in the first minute, we've seen a three-point score, but the possibility of a lot more.
Oh, man. They were, Ben had Schwantz very close to his back, and then Schwantz almost caught Ben coming around the corner, and Ben was able to kick out of that. Now Schwantz shoots in on a little single. Ben blocks that. They break free. 40 seconds to go here, first period.
There, Ben shoots in.
Tried to get a nice little ankle pick there, but Schwantz.
Schwantz was on a fireman's carry. He got him
nice
up in the
single.
Air.
Schwantz had that one whizzer on that just kept Ben from kind of stepping into that. Now he's got to be careful. He's got Schwantz has got Ben's arms tied up underneath. Now he goes for the ankle pick.
15 seconds left.
Two tremendous little wrestlers here.
Oh, for sure.
Great offense, great defense. Well, looks like this is the way the period's going to end. 2-1. It should be Ben's choice. He's going to choose down right away. I like that choice there. Get ahead by two.
They've got 72 wins this season between them. Schwantz with just four losses, and Ben's got nine losses, but it's all the ranked kids, which one of them was the Schwantz.
Right, one earlier, yeah. Schwantz has got the Iowa right on, kind of a twist. He's got a deep waist on one and then wrapped around the neck with the other arm. Now Ben's on his feet. No warnings for stalling or anything as Schwantz let Ben come up, and he just kind of hung on to him for a little bit. You're supposed to try and take him right back down to the mat, but that might have been partially due to what Ben was doing too, I guess. Now Schwantz sticks the leg in on the right side on Ben. Trying that crossbody ride. He's got Schwantz kind of high.
Yeah, he does.
Got him rocked up over that shoulder a little bit there, but Schwantz readjusted.
Well, called a stalemate just as Ben was coming around. So we'll get a fresh start, a minute and 9 seconds left in the second period. 2-1, Schwantz over Ben.
Off the whistle, like Ben just kind of sat there for a second, seeing what Schwantz is going to do, I think, and now he's reaching around back behind, trying to step up over the top of Schwantz. He has a leg hook. Oh, these guys are something else. Their balance is so tremendous. Looks like two cats rolling around out there. They're so quick.
Oh, he picks him up.
Oh, he hits him on his back, but he rolls through it. Schwantz is strong. So he gave Ben a reversal on that, and now he gave Schwantz a reversal back.
Yeah.
So 4-3.
So 30 seconds left in second period.
Oh, Ben was close to catching him on his back, but you get a wrestler that's good. Most guys would have panicked there and just stopped. He just powered through it and kept on going and kept Ben rolling. So
down to 15 seconds, and
he's got his leg stuck in, though. He's got the leg right in, so you're not going to be able to turn him in a half there. Now he reaches across and tries to hook in the butcher.
Yeah, Ben runs out of time.
Ben's wise enough to that's not going to happen. So
4-3.
Oh, man.
And it will be Schwantz's choice. He's going to choose down this time.
And
this is a state quality match right here. I mean, probably a second or third round state quality match.
Probably the section finals, too.
Yeah.
If they stay at the same weights.
Schwantz comes around and catches Ben and just... I don't know what you even call that, but turns around and he's got Ben on his back.
But I have Nelson in there.
possibly choking him out?
Well, that's the elbow.
I think he had it across his throat, is what they're saying. So,
well, Schwantz is going to
get a pretty near fall. Yeah, I couldn't really see what was going on, but he might have had his arm wrapped around Ben's neck, and the official just didn't see it or something. The coaches are the ones that jumped up and sprung out there.
Really a powerful reversal or spinning combination.
Yeah, that's why he's 38-3. Yeah. He's a very strong kid. That doesn't happen to Ben. He's also very strong.
I think it's 5 minutes of injury time.
Yeah. Well, hopefully
Kelly Whitnagle is out there. Hopefully it wasn't a shoulder or anything, but like you said, probably against the
windpipe.
Windpipe.
Was blocking off his air with that. And it wasn't really nothing that Schwanz did. It was just the way the move ended up, and he caught him that way. And, you know, it wasn't like he tried to personally do something. Yeah. So it happens.
Yes.
So we got 8-4 with 1:40 to go in the third period. Right now, we're not even worried about that. We're hoping Ben's all right. Trying to get him to sit up now. And yeah, I don't know if he blacked out and the coaches saw that or what, but I don't know what happened there.
Well, the referee was in a bad position, and when the coaches came out, he stopped the match.
No. He's talking with Kelly right now, so it seems like he's aware of what's going on. But you get choked out, that's just like being knocked out. It's lack of oxygen to the brain, and yeah, hopefully everything is fine here.
I'm sure they're checking the time on the injury time.
We don't have that listed up, but you could hear a pin drop in this stadium.
Yeah.
You get 5 minutes, so
yeah.
I don't know, they don't have it running on the clock, so we don't know where it's at, but it's got to be getting close to four, maybe. Now Ben gets
get
up to his feet. All right.
Getting a big hand by everybody. And now it's up to he and Kelly and the coaches to decide if they're going to continue or not.
Right. There's a lot of important matches coming up.
It is the third period with 100 seconds left in the match.
Trying to touch his nose.
Referee's coming over here to see what the time is left.
He looks a little foggy. Wasn't real solid in touching his nose, but they're doing some other things, and he seems to be responding to that. So. Scary moments.
Yeah, it is. His folks are here. Kelly is top notch. So
I think she's saying no. I think we're in a default here. Oh.
Yeah. So Logan Schwantz wins by injury default. That puts them on the board. So.
What was that at?
420. So your UFP Mineota scoreboard now reads Team United 15 and Hutchinson 6.
Alrighty.
So we're now at 133 pound weight class. Max Martin in the scoreboard.
Let's see who we got. Holland Shocker and Grayson Olson warming up here. But,
yeah.
And I'll guarantee you, Ben was the last one I wanted to step off that mat. But
yeah.
Like I said, there's a lot of important matches coming up. There's no sense to get hurt here and wreck the rest of the year.
Yeah.
She's
over there. Kelly's over there right now.
I think this is Max Martin for Hutch. Holland.
Colin Shocker. Yeah, Max Martin. He's a junior. And Han Chalker.
Sophomore.
It's a sophomore. 32-10, and Martin 34-11.
Oh, he gets Martin in the headlock. He's trying to torque him over. He hasn't quite got the bump of the hip that there. He brings Martin over, but he's got him twisted. He's bringing him back. Oh, this is tight. This is a tight, tight. Make sure you keep the boys back, coaches. Oh, he's got a minute 20 to work with this. Martin's a quality wrestler. He knows how to defend this, but Holland has got a handy headlock on. Pretty close. Yeah, he's across his chin, though. Now their coach is screaming for that, but yeah, he's not on the throat at all. This is a dandy headlock. He's got a full minute to go here. I think he caught Max Martin and pinned him when we were in Hutchinson that one time.
Yeah.
So this is getting tight. This is getting tight. 50 seconds.
How long? 50 seconds to go, and Holland is just pouring the coals to this. He's got a ton of pressure on him.
The official's right there looking. Oh, man, this would be a huge comeback.
Yeah, he pinned him in the third.
Yeah,
third
caught
round.
Him in, I think he caught him in a headlock.
Yeah.
Oh, this is close. 30 seconds to go, folks.
There it is. Oh. At 1 minute and 29 seconds, we'll take this break, and we'll be back with the 145-pound weight class after this.
Wow.
Need some electrical work done on your farm, home, or business? Well, Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric is the man you're looking for. B. Johnson Electric does commercial, farm, and residential wiring. Brett is your complete source for all your electrical needs in the Q92 listening area. Contact Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric at 320-226-5070. That's 320-226-5070. 5070.
Back here for Dan Yenlickson. Haven't heard the wrestler for Hutch yet. Andrew Soderlund, a senior, and Dan Yenlickson, also a senior. He got the takedown and is riding Soderlund out. Dan is undefeated. 43-0.
Unbelievable. That's just, yeah, crazy.
When you win the Hutch tournament or the Redwood Falls tournament and the Fargo Red River Riot.
Yeah, you've done something.
Yes, you have.
Just
he was
got
second
another
last year and a champion this year.
Got another quick 3 points on Soderlund there. Now he throws a cradle on, and I'm sure he's out there trying to pick up his brother a little bit. Got him in a cradle right here. I think he's got a two count on the official. Getting more right now, so he's going to get a three pointer out of this. It's not a real great cradle, but it's an easy 3 points for him.
Yep. There, you just got him. So it's eight to nothing right now. Oh, with the injury default to Ben Gunlingson and then the pin by Alan Chalker, you're, UFP's Mineota scoreboard now reads United 21 and Hutchinson 6. 20 seconds left in the Dan Gunlingson match.
He's in control of this match pretty good here, just doing some stuff to finish out this period, then open it up for the second period.
I think we got Ben over there laying on the table.
Yeah, I think he got choked out.
Yeah.
Because he just laid there for quite a while after the whistle set. So. Okay, that's going to end the first period. 8-0 in favor of Dan. Dan's choice, and he's going to choose top position.
Soderlund and Junior. No, Senior. Senior. Oh, he's got,
yep.
Got him broken down, got an arm bar, grabs that crystal. He goes to the half.
He's just got to make sure that hand doesn't slide up into the collarbone there. There he flips him over. Got a lot of time here, a minute 43. Got him on his back, just applying a lot of pressure. He's got to try and sit through this if he can. Put even more pressure. He's readjusting on the arms right now. Soderlund, that did get one arm kind of loose, but now Ben's readjusted and bringing it back. There he's sitting up. That
that applies a lot of pressure. It almost forces that wrestler to throw his legs in the air, and it puts your shoulders flat on the back to do that. If your feet aren't touching, you're in trouble if you're in
trouble. There's a ball. 2 minutes and 48 seconds. Team United leading now 27-6. Going into the
145.
Next weight class.
We got Cameron and Bentley warming up. We're ready to go. Oh, no, this is Adrian Norman, I think.
It's Pipes. 145.
They haven't announced. There we go.
Pipes. Adrian Norman. Adrian is a senior with a 7-6 record. And Pipes is a junior with 34-9. He's ranked 10th in the state. Norman has Pipes hopping around on one leg. Now he's trying to bring him down. He trips him down and he...
He did get the takedown.
Now he's a little high.
He's got a cradle. I thought he had the cradle locked up. He got a little bit of extended there. He's readjusting, getting back and hooking the ankle though. So he's readjusting here. He's got his arm trapped up over the top, and that's not helping him. And Bite stands up and gets away.
Yeah,
that was. I think the roof would have went off the place. You could have put him on his back.
Oh. He's locked in there.
Bites is 34-9, so he's wrestling a quality kid. There, Bites just powered down on a takedown here. So
35 seconds left in the first period. So it's tied up. At, well,
no, Bites is at 3-2.
Yeah, he's going to be escaping now the takedown.
Riding a deep waist on Adrian here, just with that right arm just digging into his stomach. Got an arm bar in on the left side. Ooh, we got to watch so that doesn't get up over the top. Adrian's doing a good job of blocking.
Well, once again, look who he practices with.
Right.
Yeah.
Sather. This is just another match.
Yeah.
Oh, they're across the throat here again, but that's going to end the first period, so 3-2. In favor of...
Bipes head and shoulders taller than Adrian. And it's his... Adrian's choice, he chooses neutral.
Yep. No, he's had a couple nice shots on him. Now Bite steps in on a big underhook, tries to maybe trying to throw Adrian here. Goes down underneath. Oh, Adrian tried to get the cow catcher.
Dan Gunnlaugsson wrestled him in December and beat him 6-0. So, yeah, he's a quality wrestler.
Yep.
Oh, it's just power
headlock there. He's a long, strong kid. This fight
is the ball. At 2:38 mark, narrowing the margin now. UFP Minneota scoreboard now reads Team United 27, Hutchinson 12, and we're going into the 152-pound weight class.
Yep.
We'll see probably Cameron Sather. Yep. And for Hutchinson,
Riesbeck probably. Or Riesbeck, I should say. No. Well, there's two.
Could be twos in there, too. Cody Twos. Cody Twos, a senior, 18 wins, 18-23, and Cameron Sather, he's ranked. He is 34-9, and his losses, his nine losses are against state-ranked wrestlers.
Right.
Tracy, defending state champion, he that was quite a match.
That was really close.
Yeah,
he's having a heck of a year.
Oh, nice shuck by.
Just took advantage of
Cody Tews trying to push into him, and he just snapped him by for an easy takedown.
1 minute gone.
Well, he's got a deep waist in on Tews, just wrenching the air out of him, trying to pull that one wrist back. Now he's got a wrist trapped here, trying to get it back up on his back. He's got both hands on it. Tews was able to grab it and pull it forward.
Ben's walking around, and he's got a nice ice bag he's put on his neck.
Yeah, and that's good.
Probably the right thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. This time of year, absolutely.
Yeah. 30 seconds left. Just 2-0.
Got a pretty good cross face on Tews, but he wasn't able to bring it in. Tews really isn't trying too much right here. He's just blocking everything that Cameron's trying to do and keeps hamming away on stuff. He's gonna hook up here sooner or later. 15 seconds to go here in the period. He's got a deep crossface on Tews, but gonna run out of time, I think, before he gets to do anything with it. So just 2-0 here at the end of the first period. And I think it'll be Tews' choice here. Nope. Cameron's choice. He's into the first.
And Tews chooses down. Cameron riding from the left side. Tews trying to stand up. Cameron breaks him all the way down. Reaching for that near wrist. Trying to get that back.
Yeah, he's trying to get it up on Tews' back. Now he gets it pulled underneath.
Yep.
Got both arms on it, trying to pull it up on his back, rolling way out to the front. There he gets it up on Tews' back. Oh, Tews came to his knees, and he realized that that's not where he wanted to be when he's got his back on his shoulder. Cameron almost turned him there. Now he's got the armbar in there good again, trying to trap that far wrist. Now he reaches across and gets the half Nelson and trying to run around the corner. Tews blocks it again.
Goes from one side to the other.
One of these will go. Tews is not going to get his legs around far enough to block it eventually. Oh, this is tight. This is really, really tight.
Got a minute yet.
He probably should come up and grab the body, but I think he's got the other arm trapped underneath too, so that's what he's working on. 55 seconds to go here. A lot of time for Cameron to work on this. He's going to get 3 points out of it for sure, if nothing else.
45 seconds.
There, he's applying a lot of pressure. He got his body on top a little more now. Oh, that's got to be close. Can't see any gap.
There it is. And 3 minutes and 17 seconds. We'll take this break. We'll be back with the 160-pound weight class after this.
Are you ready to take the next step in your career? We've got the perfect opportunity for you. UFP Mineota is looking for a dynamic and ambitious individual to join our team as a production manager trainee. If you're passionate about production, eager to learn, and ready to lead, this is your chance. As a production manager trainee, you'll receive hands-on training, mentorship, and the chance to grow with a company that values innovation and excellence. Apply now at UFP Mineota and kickstart your journey towards a rewarding career in production management. Call Crystal at 507-872-6177, where your future is built on a foundation of opportunity and success. Join our family today. Apply at UFP Mineota.
11 and 21. Okay, we have... At 160 pounds, Mason Peterson, a senior for Team United, 12 and 24 against Mark Rizek, junior, was 11 and 21.
He's got him in a dandy cradle here, leading 6-1 right now.
There's got to trap that leg.
Oh, this is tight. The crowd's going crazy, 55 seconds to go. He's doing a good job trying to get, he needs to stick that inside knee right in their ribs, and Riesbach breaks the hold, but he's going to come up with another 3-point near fall,
leading now 9-1 with 35 seconds left in just the first period.
And going for that great win.
Yeah.
Well, Mason's long. He's got tremendously long arms. And, boy, when he throws that crossface in, the leg isn't far away. He's got one ankle tripped and trying to get a crossface on him here, trying to just tilt him right now. Just 18. You want to be a little careful here. 18 seconds to go.
Oh, not the suicide.
Well, you're feeling confident when you want to try that.
Right.
Just 5 seconds to go here in the first period. It looks like that's the way it's going to end up.
Far side cradle is when you're in a far side cradle and you roll to your back.
You roll to your back to get him to his back.
Yeah.
Oh. Crowd's excited right now. Riesbach is going to defer. And Mason's going to choose down.
Oh, neutral.
Oh, neutral.
Yep.
Okay. I thought he pointed down.
Why not?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Another nice shot. High single. Riesbach is able.
Oh, the body. Now to a double. Now back to a single.
You got to be careful. Riesbach has got a lock on him. Mason's got to pick this up and walk him. Hook your leg. There he does it. Nice.
11. The one, the major right now.
Riesbach tried a little neck wrench on that, and Mason, like we said before, he's got long arms and long legs, and he just hooked the one leg and just hipped him over. Got the takedown. Oh, this is fun. kids are wrestling just fired up right now. Guys are at the edge of their seats, and Mason's out there giving it everything he's got. He's got to be a little careful, getting a little high here on Riesbach.
Brody wrestled him for the first time and won by fall.
Okay.
Well, now he's trying to get a near side cradle.
He's got it locked up.
Oh,
just lost it. Riesbach was able to stretch his leg out, but he gets around and gets repositioned. He's a little high right here. He's got to be a little careful. He's got to give it up. Give up the 2 points. That isn't going to kill you. He's hanging on to it, though. 40 seconds to go here, second period. He's got a kind of an Iowa ride on the inside leg with his left leg. Oh, now Riesbach comes around the corner, but Mason's hanging onto that ankle.
Yeah. Just hoping for a stalemate. Riesbach is long, too.
Yes, they're both long now. Mason's got a hold of that inside leg. Mason's just got to keep that. Keeps Riesbach from getting around the corner. 15 seconds to go. I don't know if he'll call a stalemate. He'll let it run. Nothing's changing here. Riesbach is actually kind of up on top of Mason, but Mason still has control of that one leg, and he's not letting go of that for nothing. So he's going to hang on to it. Taking an 11-1 lead into the third period, and it's going to be Mason's choice.
Well, he needs 4 points, or no, 5 points for a tech fall.
Mason's going to choose up.
Not much by Riesbach and Mason trying just to break him down, stay behind him.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't need to risk anything here.
No. Traps a leg. Now he can get out to the side a little bit.
There he throws in a cross face. He's on kind of a long ways away from it. He's got to be careful so Riesbach doesn't reach around like he did before. Mason's still got that cross face on, trying to bring Riesbach down, and they hit them that hard. He throws a cross body in, and now he's got Riesbach over on his back, getting more back points. Here's where that link comes in.
Yeah.
I just got a one count. Gosh, he might have had him long enough there for an extra count, but the official only got one count in, so no near fall on that one. Still leading 11-1.
So if nothing else is a major.
Riesbach is gassing right now. Mason's just mauling him right here. He's got a arm bar on, just about had the half in on the far side. He's trying to tip him over with an arm bar here. They're right out on the edge of the mat. Mason brings him back in. As he brings him back in, he should be hitting that thing hard. The Riesbach kind of goes to his hip. That arm bar in, now he's got the half on the far side. He's throwing the old kitchen sink at him right here. Riesbach, all he gets to do right now is play a little defense because Mason's really going after him.
Riesbach will sleep well tonight.
Yeah.
They won't make it to on a video by the time he's sleeping.
This is as good as a match as I've seen Mason wrestle. He's just pouring it to him. Now he throws it back, and he's got Country Boy. He's got 15 seconds. If he gets his Country Boy and tips him, it could be a six-pointer, but he kind of lost it, so they're just sitting on it now. Reesbach, he doesn't know what to do. And Mason's trying to tip him for another one. He's got the major, and he's going to win it.
Yep.
11-1.
All the scoring in the first period. But
yeah.
We'll take this break. We'll be back to that left 172-pound weight class after this.
Oh, crowd gave him a good ovation. Well deserved.
Yes.
72. Looks like it's going to be Gabe
Meyer.
Oh, is that no? Oh, he's gotten thick.
Yeah. It's probably old.
Old?
Yeah. He's ranked 4. 42-3.
Good job by Noah to get back spun around to his base.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh. He hooks in legs. Oh, God, nice job. We're not on.
Noah Meyer out there. He's a junior, 16-17 against fourth-ranked Luke Holt, junior, 42-3, and it's been all home. And there's the foul.
116.
Yeah. So, your UFP's Mineota scoreboard now reads Team United 37 and Hutchinson 18, and we're going to up to 189-pound weight class. Parker Boston out there for Team United, 24-12 against, looks like a Kurth.
Bobby Kurth, yeah.
One of them, there's two juniors, Lucan and Connor. Bobby Lucan. Parker just tied up with him. He likes those underhooks too.
Did they announce? I didn't hear it.
I haven't heard.
Oh, we'll put Kurth.
Yeah, it's got to be one of them.
Yeah. There, Parker steps in on a low single, and now he's got him up in the air, bounces around, drags him down.
It's a takedown. Got a deep waist. Got the leg tied up.
Trying to weave that arm into an arm bar. Reaches up and hard cross face on Kurth. Deep, deep waist. Pulls that arm back. Right on the edge of the mat. 1 minute to go here. First period. Parker locks up a cradle. It's not. Now he jumps across and gets a better lock on it. Got to be a little careful. Kurth is a little bit of an angle here, but now he's got him rocked over on his back. It's a little loose, but he's going to get a couple points out of it. Hasn't lost the take or the hold yet, so points weren't awarded, but now they will be. Yep,
2 points. 35 seconds left. No worries.
Goes right back into that cradle, trying to
near side cradle.
Pull him over. Not quite connected. Head keeps popping up. I don't know. We didn't see it, but I don't know if he what he did, but the fans went just crazy on that side. I don't know if there was a little cheap shot in there or what, but Parker's got that cradle locked up yet. Eight seconds to go.
Get him over. Get him over.
Not going to have time. No. He's going to run out, but he's well controlled this match. Yeah.
4-0 after the first period.
Going to be Kurth
defers. And Parker?
I'd either go... Well, he's going to take down. Okay. Well, must feel like he can get away. Pretty hard there. Just kind of spreads out, see what Kurth was going to do. Now he does a shoulder-to-shoulder roll. He's got Kurth high, and he gets the escape. Yep.
So leading 5-0.
Oh, he tries to step in on a headlock on Kurth, and Kurth slides underneath it and gets the takedown. Yeah, he didn't have that locked up, really. He should have not tried that, but right away he's back to his feet. Kurth tries to throw another headlock on. Parker hits the mat, bounces up, and then Kurth comes out the side. No score change, 5-2 yet. Now he's got Kurth. Oh, there, he rolled him over.
He's got a half in there now.
Missed the half Nelson. They just didn't quite get it wrenched in there. He would have had Kurth in a lot of trouble because I think we'd have saw the honeymooner there when he was throwing that half in.
Kurt's getting a little low on fuel.
Yeah. Just hanging on to Parker's wrist right now. 55 seconds to go, second period. Ooh, Parker throws in a stiff crossface, trying to bring him around to that cradle. Parker's another one of them that's a long body. He can reach that cradle from a long ways away, but takes a little look at the coach's ways right off on there, our edge of the mat. A couple words of wisdom for the assist from the assistants, and back at her.
Trying to bring him back in.
Yeah, right out on the circle. So just won't go out of bounds, or, well, unless you can bring him back in.
120 seconds left in the second period. 7-2. Be nice to get a couple more points to turn it into a major.
Every point is huge right now. 13 seconds to go, and they go out of bounds.
Well, barring a penalty or anything, they've won the match.
Right. I mean, they have two guys at 215, but I don't know if they'll put anybody out against Brady. Off the whistle, Parker breaks first down, and that's the way the period's going to end. Parker leading 7-2. It's going to be Kurth's choice. He's going to go neutral.
Okay.
Parker's just got to be careful and not get too wild with some of the head throws or things like that. Shoot into them singles. You get Kurth coming after you. Goes down for a low ankle pick there, misses it. Right in the middle of the mat. Both guys are some tall 215-pounders.
Yeah, they are.
Ooh. Kurth tries to throw a headlock. Parker pushes the arm up over the top. Now he's got him in a body lock and takes him down.
Okay, keep it there. Yep,
or get more.
Lead. Yep. Turn them.
Yeah, we need a couple more points here. Ooh. A stiff cross face. I don't know if that's what Kurth did to him over on that side when our fans went crazy, but Kurth just kind of sitting there blocking. Parker should just open up on him or let him go, get him on his feet, try and catch him on the way down. Kurth's going to get warned for stalling here.
Down to 50 seconds left in the match.
Nice to get a turn here and get that extra team point.
Working.
Kurth is just laying there. It's hard to do things to a kid that's just blocking.
Now to 35 seconds.
Reaches back and Parker tries to grab it and get a bar arm in there, but he misses that. Now he throws another crossface, trying to bring him across.
Trying to hook up the cradle.
Kurth tries a hip roll and Parker almost put him on his back, but looks like this is the way the... Oh, he did get 2 points out of that. That's going to make it a major.
Major, yeah.
I didn't even see the counts. So 11-2.
Kurth was almost in a bridge situation, but his back was exposed for 2 seconds anyway.
Yeah.
And that's all of them.
Oh, it sucks.
And with that,
11-2.
Mineota, scoreboard now reads Team United 41 and Hutchinson 18 with 2 matches to go, so... Team United will be in Saturday's semifinals and finals for sure. We'll keep it right here for the final two matches. And here we've got Evan Pierce, one of our favorites to watch as an opponent.
Well, Zach, last time he wrestled him, he caught Zach in a headlock. I'm sure Zach remembers that completely, so Zach's going to get a caution right off the whistle there. He just stepped in too quick. What we were talking about as we were watching that Pierce earlier against Mahaka. I mean, a kid that's way bigger than him throws a headlock and puts him on his back and pins him. So, he's dangerous.
Well, he's really dangerous.
He doesn't look like he's very strong, but obviously he's stronger than he looks. He's literally probably 5'8 and 215 pounds. Kind of a roly-poly, but he's caught a lot of people, I think. And he's got a 26-15 record, so very, very respectable record.
Yeah.
And he bounces from heavyweight to 215, so Zach steps in on a deep underhook, but Pierce is able to step through that. 1:15 to go here in the first period.
Well, he likes to go against taller opponents that like to go upper body because he's deadly with the counter on that, getting an upper body himself.
He's a scary... He's a lot better than he looks, like he should be.
Yeah.
I don't know how else you can put it anywhere.
Right.
he's kind of a little roly-poly guy, but we saw him pin... Well, like I said, he pinned Zach earlier in the season, and so I know Zach is remembering that and probably wants to just go to work on the mat.
Yeah.
We can get it in the second period and...
Go from referee's position.
Yep. Try and turn him from there or something.
And Zach, for a big boy, pretty quick on his feet.
Yeah. Oh, he tried to step in on a neck wrench there. You got to get him down a little bit. I know he's a lot shorter than Zach is, but you want to get him down underneath you for that neck wrench. Tries to step in and underhook, and Zach just pushes him away.
Well, now into a nice single or double, trying to pick him up. Bring him down there.
And he does it.
Down. 1 second to go. Yeah, nice takedown. Changed levels and got in there and kept going. Kept
gonna
driving.
Be Zach's choice. He's going to defer.
And Pierce chooses neutral.
Well, that's a confidence builder for Zach there. Boy, that was just a power takedown because he wasn't in super deep, but he just kept his feet moving, and now Pierce has to kind of come after him.
Yep.
Zach can play the game here. Oh, man. Zach gets called for warning. For stalling. Now he's just got to keep pushing and stay centered.
Fumble out of there.
Yep. Now he's going backwards.
Drop down and jack levels again.
Hit that single again. Stay to the side. Zach's kind of maintaining center here. That's all Pierce is looking for is a throw.
Yep.
I mean, that's all he wants to do.
Probably
right there is where Zach should have just dropped the level because Pierce just takes a big step in. Once he commits, he just takes a big step in. There he is again.
Okay.
Good effort.
Keep busy that way.
Yep. Yeah. No points. Plus, it makes Pierce work. They're just doing some hand fighting in the middle of the mat here. Zach trying to get an underhook in. He's got to be careful with that underhook, too, because that's what Pierce waits for. Sees your head sticking up, and he throws that headlock both sides. I've seen him do it right and left-handed.
Okay,
Zach's got to get in the middle.
Yep.
Which he did. Right there, he's got to step in hard. Pierce commits, and he comes in.
Travels.
Fans are getting a little restless here because not a lot going on there. Zach tried to get him down, but wisely, when he didn't get it, just pushes him away.
10 seconds.
It'll be Zach's choice.
There he goes again.
As he come up, Pierce tried to grab that head for a headlock, but Zach was able to get away. So
still leading 2-0.
And his choice right now.
He's going to choose down.
Yep, I like that. Get away, you're
Evan
leading.
Pierce is going to let him up. Go international style,
yeah. Well, right here, Zach doesn't want to just turn and step into him. He wants to get up. There you go. Nicely done. made sure he made sure he was clear before he turned, and now he's got to play the game. He does have one warning for stalling, but he's just got to stay busy, and I don't think the official will call to him anymore. Pierce might be running out of a little bit of gas, too. Zach is in pretty good shape for a big guy. He can go pretty hard, so Pierce is going to wear down a lot quicker, I believe.
Well, they met early in the season, so he knows exactly what Pierce likes to do, and he's done a great job against them.
Right there, he got in the tie-up, and the coaches are yelling, no! And Zach got out of that right away. He knew it, but he's got to do a little pushing back on Pierce. Pierce is doing the pushing right now, and but Zach's only got one warning, so you get another one before anything, and only a minute to go, so he's all right. Zach's got to maybe shoot for a single, get to the outside. When he does that little bob, he gets Pierce to kind of bobble off, but
they got to be a little greasy right
now. Oh, I'm sure they are. It's going to be tough to throw anybody. Or he's going to warn Zach again. I don't know about that.
So it makes it 3-1.
Don't look at the scoreboard.
No.
When he steps in, Zach's just got to do a duck under. Just pop that arm up and step in and take a high single.
30 seconds left.
Pushing hard. Don't look at the clock. It's immediately done. I mean, it's been a defensive battle. There's the speed.
Pierce had to go in, and then
Zach just snapped him down and went around the corner.
Right on top of him.
5-1 is the way this match is going to end up. So nice recovery for Zach there.
Makes the score now
44.
UFP Minneota scoreboard now reads 44-18, and I don't know if they'll have a match at heavyweight or not. Nope. Brady Rohde wins by forfeit, making the score now Team United 50 and Hutchinson 18. Very similar to the 45-20 time. And
there was a couple matches December. That changed there a little bit.
Yeah. Well, injury. Default.
It was a great duel. There were some really good matches in there.
With that, we'll take this break, and we'll be back with the Neon Needles post-game show and be talking to Coach Frank Garland after this.
Livestock Systems of Dawson would like to remind area livestock producers that they are your livestock. Whether you raise hogs, cattle, or sheep, they have what you need. Used equipment available, too. Livestock Systems of Dawson can repair concrete in your livestock barns. They carry air filter cleaners, tow ropes, American-made steel for shops, garages, barns, and more with a 45-year warranty. And see them for your livestock ventilation and plumbing needs. They have an insulation machine that sucks out the old insulation, and they can install brand new insulation into your livestock barns. Livestock Systems of Dawson, owned and operated by Randy and Jody Mosing. Call 320-769-2564, DawsonEngineeringMN.com.
Heather Floral and Greenhouse proudly serves Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison areas. We are committed to offering only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is friendly and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our professional staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That is why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Let Heather Floral and Greenhouse be your first choice for flowers. That's Heather Floral and Greenhouse in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison. Attention fixer-uppers and tinker extraordinaires. Are you the type who can turn a wrench and fix anything from a leaky faucet to a broken heart? Well, have we got a job for you. UFP Minneota is on the hunt for maintenance tech superheroes. At UFP Minneota, we believe in fixing things and occasionally breaking for donuts. If you can troubleshoot, repair, and have a sense of humor, you're our kind of hero. Join us at UFP Miniota, where the only thing we can't fix is your obsession with office snacks. Apply today at UFP Miniota or call Crystal at 507-872-6177. Embrace the grease, be a maintenance marvel, and let the repairs begin. Join our UFP Miniota family today. Are you ready to take the next step in your career? We've got the perfect opportunity for you. UFP Miniota is looking for a dynamic and ambitious individual to join our team as a production manager trainee. If you're passionate about production, eager to learn, and ready to lead, this is your chance. As a production manager trainee, you'll receive hands-on training, mentorship, and the chance to grow with a company that values innovation and excellence. Apply now at UFP Miniota and kickstart your journey towards a rewarding career in production management. Call Crystal at 507-872-6177, where your future is built on a foundation of opportunity and success. Join our family today. Apply at UFP Miniota.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area
here,
school.
Final score, 50 for United, 18 for Hutchinson. This is all win.
All right, at 107 pounds, Eli Olson started it off with a bang for us, a fall in 24 seconds, putting United ahead 6-0.
How many times has he done that? 23 Woo! Times, anyway. Yeah. Gavin Mortensen then came back with a nice 6-3 win, making the score then 9-0.
At 126, Tygan Long went out, got another fast ball for us in the 49-second mark, putting United ahead 15-0.
And Ben Godlingson wrestling the number two ranked rest. Warren Schultz and lost by injury default, but was ahead at the point when he went out. And that was the right thing to do to, at this point of the season.
Yep.
And I saw some sitting back with the team and cheering his teammates on, but I know he wanted to continue, but probably the right thing to do. He lost by injury default.
Yep, injury default.
Yeah.
At 133, Holland Shocker went out against Max Martin. Oh, I didn't put a T in there on Martin, but caught him in a headlock. I believe that's how he caught him in Hutchinson or wherever we wrestled him last and pinned him, and he caught him again in the headlock, pinned him at the 129 mark. The crowd was going wild, making the team score United 21, Hutchinson 6.
And then at 139, Dan Gellingson went out and picked up his 44th win, undefeated on the year, pinned at the 248. Mark, making the team score then 27-6.
145, Adrian Norman went out. Was wrestling a good match till the end of the first, or to end of the second period, ended up getting caught by Braden Bipes, ended up getting pinned at the 238 point, making the team score United 27, Hutchinson 12.
Cameron Sather going out against a pretty good Cody Toos and got a pin. The 317 mark, making the team score 33-12.
At 160, Mason Peterson went out. Wrestled just one heck of a match against Mark Riesbeck. Ended up being 11-1, so we got a major decision, putting United ahead 37-12.
At 172, Noah Meyer going against number four ranked Luke Hogan. Lost by a fall in the first period, making the score 37-18.
At 189, Parker Bothan went out, ended up getting a 11-2 major decision, making the score United 41, Hutchinson 18.
Yeah, he was in complete control, 4-0 after the first period, 7-2 after the second period, and then 11-2, picking up another team point, major. Zach DeBeer a rematch from in December. He knew what Pierce was going to do, and he went downstairs and got a beautiful takedown right at the end of the first period, and then had stayed away from the upper body throws, and got a takedown at the end to win 5-1 over
Evan Pierce.
Evan Pierce making the score then 44-18.
And then at heavyweight, Brady Rohde went out, received a forfeit, making the final United 50, Hutchinson 18.
So we have a head coach Hank Ireland up here. Great match.
Guys. Yeah, it was a good one.
Kids were fired up.
That yes, they were.
Well, the crowd got into it too. That
yeah.
was
yeah. That was good to see a good crowd here.
With Ben, what happened? I mean, was it a kind of a chokeout? All
yeah,
that
I think
thing?
He got kicked over his throat a little bit there and just got choked out a little
yeah,
bit.
That's what we thought, but we couldn't really see it for sure. And the crowd got—you could have heard a pin drop in here. But
I thought the official did a nice job, but he couldn't see it. And when you guys came out on the mat, he stopped it right away.
Yep. No, he did a good job.
Yeah,
he did save.
Yeah,
but he'll be all right. Yeah, he just got choked out. Yeah.
Well, I saw him laying down on the table, and then he grabbed an ice pack. And
yeah, you're going to be feeling a little groggy after.
Right.
You know,
yeah, that's basically a knockout.
You brought
yeah, that was a good match go before that happened too.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
he was ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked. Yeah, and he said, "Look, like a couple cats at it."
Yeah.
So they're
tremendous wrestlers.
No, we knew Hutch was going to be tough coming in. They got a lot of guys that are ranked or close to being ranked, a lot of good records they have. But, yeah, we knew we had to show up. This is more like a semifinals match here. This is for how tough of a team they are. It's a tough quarterfinal match for but they wrestled well, and we came out, and we did not let up from the start and all the way through the finish. They wrestled well.
We've commented all year long, all the, your start, your first five, six, seven guys. I mean, you got a pretty good lead usually by the time you get through them, and
Evan,
they've done that.
Gavin had a really good match there.
It's tremendous.
14. That's a tough kid he just beat there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
So now, what's next is Saturday up in New London, and you cross bracket now.
Yep.
So you're ended up the number one seed on the north. You'll go against the lower seed from the south, which will probably be Martin County Fairmont.
Yep, I think Martin County, they were going against Laverne, so
yeah,
the winner of that we should have in the semis, and then I think Marshall just beat New London, so they'll wrestle New Ulm in the semis, so that should be some good wrestling. Whoever shows up is going to win it.
So that's at 12:30 on Saturday, and
I believe so, yeah.
The winners of that will go right away at 2:30 for the right to go to state.
Yep, should be a fun day.
Should be.
You are the defending section champ.
Yep.
So you got a target on your back that wrestle like this tonight.
Will be tough to beat.
Will be.
That's a good thing when you got a target on your back because you know you're on the top.
Yeah.
For sure.
And we'll tape the coaches show tomorrow. So at that time, we'll know exactly who you'll wrestle on at 12:30 on Saturday. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Good job, Hank.
We'll get Parker.
What size t-shirt?
Extra large?
Yeah, okay.
Well, Parker Botham, nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Had you wrestled him before?
No.
No? Okay. Good. They're on the bottom.
Okay.
The yellow ones are extra large, so it'd be on the other side.
That's what you want, XL, right?
Okay.
There you go. I gotta get a picture of Susie.
Yeah. So. So you go in on Saturday.
Yep.
So, and we don't know quite yet, but it'll probably be Martin County West Fairmont.
Yeah, that's what the coaches have been.
Yeah.
Coaches are saying.
Yeah. And if you win that, then you, I don't know. New Ulm is an up and coming team, but Marshall is really strong too. So. That's how the finals went last year, you and Marshall, so it could be a rematch, but you are the defending section champs.
Yeah, we got to come back and try to go back-to-back this year.
There you go. So, you're a senior and one of the leaders on the team, so when the coaches are around, the seniors can kind of lead verbally too, I'm sure.
Yeah, a lot of practices, beginning warm-ups all ran by us six captains. It's a big deal to lead the team like that.
Yep. Quite an honor, awesome. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Especially with this team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, congratulations on the Neon Needles.
Thank you.
Yes.
We'll get a snapshot of you.
Yep.
Good job.
Well, Danny,
we get to carry on.
Yes, we do. We get to do some dual meets again on Saturday. We'll have that interview with Hank on the coaches show Saturday, and head up to New London and keep it going.
Yeah, it's a fun bunch of kids. They're having a great time, I think, this year, and I think everybody's fairly healthy. Coach hasn't mentioned anything about anybody ailing with problems or anything. So, when you can go into the tournaments healthy like this, boy, it's Katie bar the door and let's go.
Well, we were concerned about Ben Gunlingson, and we named him the Ag Plus Cooperative Wrestler. That first period and a half were just tremendous.
It was amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, it was. This is a kid that beat him earlier, and
in overtime.
He was actually leading 4-1 at the end of the second period, and then Schwantz got a reversal, so he was still leading 4-3 when that happened with that neck wrench or whatever, and that's when the match stopped. So, they'll meet again.
Well, you get 5 minutes of injury time, and Kelly Whitnabel is amazing. Had him use the fold 5 minutes, and I think left it up to the coach's decision. And
yeah.
At that point, you pretty much had a feeling that you would win the match. The rest of the team would come through for Ben, even though you gave up 6 points.
Everybody got pretty fired up after that, and you could just tell they went out there. And it got to be a little wild in the crowd. They were kind of mad at a couple things, but that's part of the fun of this sport. I mean, it's one-on-one, so that was fun.
Our crowd outnumbered the other two teams combined.
By three times.
And like you said, we drove home from Hutchinson one night in the bad weather. And,
a long haul.
They got more snow than we did, and probably listened to their radio staff. Uh-huh. And now they got forward to the individual wrestling. They're a good team, always are. So,
yep.
Yeah. So, with that, I guess thanks for...
We'll do it Saturday.
Yeah. Thanks for broadcasting again with me and all the sponsors that made this dual meet in all high school athletics possible. When you're in that place of business, to thank them for sponsoring high school sports, Paul Raymond, and keep forgetting his name. Silty, a nice article on him in the Western Guard, Mitchell. Yeah, so helping out at the radio station. So for Q92 Sports, this has been Dick Newman reporting once again. Your final score, United 50 and Hutchinson 18. Good night, everyone.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. We'll be right back.
Section Sports on Q92, brought to you by Bowman Ag Service, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Citizens Alliance Bank, Tenson Marine, First Security Bank of Canby, House of Spirits Appleton, B. Johnson Electric, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Heather Nursery, Shivel Mutual Fire Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Doug Service and Marine, Prairie Sunbag, Pyrrhus, Myers Electric and Infrared, Mini Auto Buildings and Marshall, American Surplus, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Section Sports brought to you by Larson Tiling, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Hilltop Bar and Grill, CCM Health Montevideo, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Ludwig's and Tiling, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, KB's Bar and Grill, Friends Bank, Sewearable Designs, Hoover Law Office, Canby Meat Center, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Ag Plus Cooperative, Section Sports brought to you by Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, B&B Electrical Contractors, The Strand Agency, Greater Community Credit Union, Klein Insurance Agency, Ag Processing Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, Lean Lumber, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Tron Tossel Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Gislason's Hardware, MVTV Wireless, Madison Dental Clinic, Section Sports brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Independent Oil Company, A&B Auto, Miller Services Incorporated, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Haas Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Appleton Dental Clinic, City Hall Bar and Grill, Druill Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Warren Triggerstead, Section Sports brought to you by Lackbarl Co-op Oil Company, Sturtevant's of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Woodstock Telephone Company, Jubilee Foods, Morris Crop Insurance, Fixon Chiropractic, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Dawson Truck Parts, Olson Dray Service, Souther Building Supplies, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Tofty Auto and Sales, Hogan Insurance Agency, Jim's Market, Canby, MB Golf Cars Incorporated, Lee Motor Company, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Mini Auto. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92.